A liquidity tsunami is coming, a $5 trillion wave about to hit Bitcoin and stocks. But right now, they're staring at Trump. They're staring at the tariffs. They're staring at the headlines. But they're missing the real driver behind markets. It's quiet, it's hidden, and it moves prices with a three-month lag. And if you miss it, then you're just replaying the quarter one crash. But if you catch it, you're perfectly positioned for what's about to unfold. I'm Mark Moss. I've spent years breaking down macro trends, Bitcoin cycles, and in the next 8 minutes, I'm gonna show you exactly how this liquidity wave works, the key signals to be watching, and the crucial piece that everyone else is overlooking. So let's go. All right, so we're gonna jump right in to show you what the undercurrent is that's driving markets. Because of course, we're all worried about Trump and tariffs. And of course, I've been doing lots of videos on that because it's very important. But as if you watch those other videos on tariffs, and what I've been saying is that tariffs isn't really the objective. It's a lever to get other things done. Some really, really big things done. If you missed those videos, we'll link to them in the description down below. Just go watch them. All right, now they are a lever to make something else happen. But really, there's something underneath the undercurrent that's really driving everything. But let's just start here. The first 100 days of Trump's term. Here we are in the first 100 days, and it has been turbulent, to say the least, right? Lots of noise. Maybe he's an idiot. Maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe we don't know. But what we do know is that we've seen 10 days and $10 trillion market swings. So we've been seeing massive volatility as things go up and down, as Trump is basically trying to reorganize the entire global monetary system. Not a small feat. Now, we can see that in that time, I put this green mark here, we can see that the markets came all the way down, came back up, went down, went back up, and currently right now, they're down about 10%. This is the S&P 500. Down about 10%. Now, with all of this happening, and he's an idiot, and he's wrecking the economy and all these things, we're down 10%. Now, just for a little bit of historical perspective, here we were down 10% here. Here we were down 6% here. Here we were down 10% here. Here we were down 10% here. You see, 10% isn't all that uncommon. So we're seeing that. But yes, it has been volatile. It's been back and forth. But here's the thing. While that has been wiped out, there's an undercurrent that really shows us what's really going on. And this is what you need to know if you want to navigate these markets. Okay, so if you really want to navigate these markets like a true pro, then you need to know what you're looking at. Now, if you've been watching my videos for any amount of time, then you know I always talk about liquidity. Liquidity. Liquidity is what drives asset prices. So we want to keep our eyes on liquidity. So let me show you what I'm talking about. In 2024, last year, before Trump took office, in the last quarter four of 2024, we saw declining liquidity. Liquidity was draining out of the system, and that pushed asset prices down. Now, for the first quarter of 2025, quarter one, we've seen rising liquidity. All right, now I'm going to use a bunch of charts from Michael Howell. I want to link to his newsletter down below. I subscribe to it. It's a paid newsletter. I'll link it down below if you want to subscribe to it. I've had him on my show. Actually, we'll link to the interview of me and Michael down there as well. Great work. But what we can see here is here's 2024. And what we can see here in September of 2024, we had a high of global liquidity at $175 trillion. $175 trillion. And what we can see is through the end of 2024, we went from 175, 173, 172, 171. Liquidity was draining out of the system. And you're like, but Mark, that is last year. We're talking about the last, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Okay, we'll come back to that. So liquidity is draining down. Then here we have 2025. And we started January with 171, obviously carrying over. 171. 171, 172, 172, 172, 172, 173, 174, 174, 176. Liquidity's been going up. Now you're saying, but Mark, I don't understand this because you're saying liquidity went down last year, but the price has been going down this year, but you're saying price is going down when liquidity is going up. I don't understand what's going on. Well, let me break it down for you. So we have $176 trillion of global liquidity as of last week per Michael Howell. That is a positive gain of $5 trillion, hence the title of the video, $5 trillion tsunami. $5 trillion year to date has been added. That's how much it's gone up. The reason why you're not understanding the linkage is because there's about a 10 to 12 week lag in between that. So liquidity draining out in quarter four of last year, we saw the impacts of it in quarter one of 2025, mostly towards the end because of the lag. All the liquidity we've seen rush in this year, this first quarter, will be seen next quarter. And we're already starting to see that. Let me show you a couple charts here. So here's a couple more charts from Michael Howell. And here we have global liquidity mapped out from June of 2021. We'll just put 21 right here. Now, I started using this chart right around here. If you've been watching my channel for any amount of time, you know that when the whole world was going to end and everyone needs to get out of the markets back in 2022, because it was the low right here, I started making videos. Go check out my channel. I said, there is no market crash coming. Here's why. It's time to start buying. Here's why I'm buying new assets. And it's because I understood this. And since then, the markets have been on an absolute tear because that was the bottom of liquidity. Now, these things typically move in a four-year cycle. So we've had about four good years of runs. Nothing goes up and down in a straight line, obviously. We've had four good straight years of runs. Now, let me zoom in a little bit and look a little bit closer. I want you to see this. So here's what we have now over the last year. So what we had is last year, 2024, the last quarter, liquidity was draining down. And the first quarter of this year, it's going up. We're going to zoom in a little bit so we can see this. And this is what we're talking about, the $5 trillion that we'll see next quarter. But let's just take a look at this and see how else we can see this data. So here is the Dixie, the dollar index, and it measures the dollar against other currencies. Now, this goes back until 2019. And what we can see is that the dollar got stronger into 2020, then it got weaker, then it got really strong into 2022, which is when liquidity drained out and asset prices crashed. And then as the dollar got weaker, liquidity went up, asset prices went up, we chopped back and forth, and you can see as of right now, Q1, well, let's look here, Q4 of last year, I'll write that here, Q4 of last year, draining, Q1 of this year, it's been going down, which means liquidity has been rushing back in. Now, we can see this in asset prices if we look at Bitcoin, for example, right here. Same time period. So we can see when the dollar index went down, liquidity went up, Bitcoin went down. It dropped down. We can see here that last quarter, as the dollar index got stronger, liquidity went down, Bitcoin dropped with it. And now, we can't really see it here, but now Bitcoin has made a big turnaround. I think it's up 10, 12% in just like the last 2 days at the time of this recording. And you can see the same thing in NASDAQ. Over the same time period, you see the same movement as the dollar and the global liquidity moves up and down. The prices come up, it drops down, and now we're starting to revert because that first quarter liquidity is just starting to come into the system. All right, now we have to understand these metrics and how this works on a lag so we can really start to position ourselves, because what we're seeing right now is a lot of people are fearful. A lot of people are exited out of the system. A lot of people are waiting for the next leg to drop. They think the world is coming to an end, like as if the world is more uncertain than it was in the pandemic of 2020 when the whole world was going to die and shipping lanes and businesses were shut down, or it's more uncertain than it was in 2008 when the great financial crash, the global financial system melted down. Certainly not. We can look at it here, gold. So we have assets. If you want to know why gold is taking off so rapidly right now, it's because gold and Bitcoin, hard assets with limited supplies, scarce supplies, are more sensitive to liquidity. So what we can see is that gold on a, again, a 10 to 12 week lag moves about the same because it's more sensitive and it also rises and falls with liquidity. So here we have a chart again from Michael Howell, global liquidity in orange right here and the gold price in black. And so we can see these moves and the lag that we have in them. And so we're seeing right now with the global liquidity ticking up and the price of gold is going up, and eventually these lines will catch up. We can see the same thing if we look at it in Bitcoin terms as well. So for example, Bitcoin is similar, except for it's a fixed supply, not a scarce supply, right? There will never be more than 21 million, which makes it much more sensitive. Not to mention, not just because of the scarcity, but also because of the size of the market cap. It's much harder to move a $14 trillion market cap than it is a $2 trillion market cap. So we can see that Bitcoin is very similar, except for in this case, it's also much more sensitive because of the liquidity and the overall size. And again, we have the global liquidity in the orange line right here. And we can see how we're ticking up right here, but the Bitcoin price hasn't responded yet. Why? Oh yeah, because there's a 3-month lag. So this right here in January, we'll start to see right here in April. We already have. We've already gone from about 80 to over 90,000 in just 2 days. So we're starting to see this moving in really, really rapidly. Now we can see this. Here's another chart from Raoul Paul. I've also had Raoul Paul on my show. We've talked about this extensively. We'll link to that down below in the description as well. And he shows this in a similar way, but he adjusts it for the lag. So for example, what we have right here in the white line is we have the global liquidity adjusted for a 12-week lag. And then in the green line, we have Bitcoin. And what we can see is that they overlay almost exactly when you adjust it for the three-month lag. And what we can see is that we've been in this bottoming zone right here, both in the Bitcoin price and the global liquidity, because, as I said, it was drained out last quarter. And now that global liquidity is taking off, we expect, or we're seeing already, the Bitcoin price is following it. So you can see this over and over and over through all of these charts. Now, I want to just draw your attention back to the main topic that's dominated news headlines. It's been dominating my YouTube feed. So if you watch my videos regularly, it's been dominating what you see as well. But the reason why we talk about what Scott Bessent is doing and Howard Lutnick is doing and Trump is doing is because they're trying to do something monumental. They're trying to change the entire global monetary system. And they're using tariffs to do this and using trade negotiations to do this. But there's a couple things that I want to draw your attention to. Mainly, read and listen. Why? Because typically we've had, you know, politicians and Fed board governors, they try to sort of hide what they're doing. They try to mislead us so we don't front run the markets, we don't front run them. But the Trump administration has done something much differently. They're laying it all out there for you. And if you read and listen to it, you'll hear exactly what they're having to say. Trump's head of his economic advisory board, Hudson Bay Capital, wrote this executive summary in November of 2024 when Trump was running for president, when he was winning the presidential cycle before he was there. And this report, you can find it online, it lays out exactly what Trump is doing to a T. Bessent is talking about it. Now, what we can hear now is that, well, if you read the report, the goal was to push the tariffs and then bring them back. Use the tariffs for negotiations and bring them back. And already this is exactly what we're seeing. All over the news headlines are, Trump's caving. He's always going to cave. Yeah, that was always the plan. If you read The Art of the Deal, you anchor high, you negotiate off of those. It was in the report right here. In this video last night, Scott Bessent was saying, hey, we have these deals. They're coming together. We've got the negotiations. Here we have a tweet that I put up the other day. And I said, India, tell me there's a trade deal coming without telling me there's a trade deal coming. Because we have the president of India over here in the United States. We got J.D. Vance over there visiting him. All this favorable talk. Like, the deals are coming. And while everybody's focused on that, on 2D chess, the undercurrent is the global liquidity that's really driving things. And regardless of what happens here, we know more liquidity is rushing into the system. That's why I've been talking about it over and over and over for the last 2 years now or so. If we keep our eyes focused on that and sort of start to ignore the noise, we can see what liquidity is doing and we have time. We have a three-month lag to get in position or out of position. Now you're out of time because now the tide's already rushing back in. Bitcoin's already up over $10,000. If you miss those $10,000 days, you miss most of your gains. So we want to get in a position before the tide runs, not after. This is how I'm watching it. Just for your reference, Michael Howell makes his own proprietary charts. I think they're the best in the business. My friend Nick Badia, he makes one at the Bitcoin Layer. They make one that's really, really good as well. It tracks almost perfectly. Raoul Paul at Real Vision makes one as well. Tracks it perfectly. Not perfectly, but very closely. If you want a very rough way to do it, you can just look at Global M2, not US M2, but Global M2. It's not as good, not as high def, but still pretty good. Those are ways that you can track this on your own. Of course, just watch my channel, because I'm going to report it to you all the time. Let me know what you think about this in the comments down below. Of course, as always, give me a thumbs up if you like it. Thumbs down if you don't. That's okay. Either way, let me know. And that's what I got. All right. To your success. I'm out.